For the first time, the United Nations General Assembly is holding a meeting devoted to a single disease. This morning, a three-day special session about AIDS gets underway. In 20 years, AIDS has killed 22 million people and infected 36 million more. AIDS is much more than a public health issue. It threatens the economic health and stability of some of the world's poorest nations. The meeting at the UN is one effort to galvanize a global response. NPR's Richard Harris reports from New York.
There is no question that AIDS is a global issue. It afflicts mostly the poorest people on Earth. Resources to deal with it are largely found among the rich nations. But the international body that was created to deal with global problems, the United Nations, was not quick to make this disease a top priority. Peter Piot, the executive director of UNAIDS, a coordinating body within the UN, said events took a sudden change about a year and a half ago.
The idea of a special session of the General Assembly first came up during the first ever debate in the Security Council, the first debate on AIDS. And that was in January last year when Richard Holbrooke, then U.S. ambassador to the UN, was pushing AIDS as a security issue.
Piot says several African nations quickly worked to build momentum for a special meeting. And over the last year, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan elevated the global AIDS epidemic to be his prime issue. The question was how to turn this show of willingness into action. Organizers settled on negotiating a declaration, a non-binding statement that seeks a common sense of the scope of the problem and some guidelines for forward movement.
Rather than a detailed plan of action, which is most of a technical document of 100 pages that often no one respects, then is that we need commitments by political leaders. This is a political summit, so we should have a political declaration.
But Piot says even that proved difficult. Meeting organizers squirmed as the meeting date approached without agreement about the wording of the declaration, particularly over how explicit to be about naming the populations in need of special attention.
There is agreement that there should be special programs, but whether mentioning men who have sex with men, sex workers, injecting drug users, whether that's acceptable in a UN document or not, that's where the controversy is about.
It would have been easy to simply drop those controversial words, but some say that would seriously undercut the power of the document and the point of this meeting. Erica Barks-Ruggles, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says one reason AIDS is such a problem is that it is deeply intertwined with controversial subjects like sex and birth control, women's rights, and reproductive rights.
Those are very difficult issues in many countries to talk about, and there's a political price for leaders to get out there and advocate for these things. And what UN leadership can do is put some backing behind people who are trying to bring up these issues, whether it's political leaders or economic leaders or NGO leaders in those countries where it's very hard to talk about these issues.
It's a small step, Barks-Ruggles says, but realistically, there's at least something the UN can contribute. The other matter is money. Several studies show that an effective response to the AIDS epidemic would cost $9 billion a year. Spending now is about $2 billion a year. AIDS advocates hope that more funders will step forward during the United Nations meeting to pledge money to a global fund. Barks-Ruggles from Brookings says Kofi Annan at the UN has been important in getting that fund organized.
I think the UN has a very positive role to play, but it has to be very careful about how it goes from here, from this kind of roundup and get everybody moving conference to getting into the nitty-gritty details of how the fund's going to work, who's going to decide how the money is spent, and quite frankly, what the next steps are down the road.
About 3,000 advocates, journalists, and other observers are expected at the meeting. Delegates are mostly relatively low-level health ministers from around the world, though about 24 countries say they are sending presidents or prime ministers. Secretary of State Colin Powell heads the U.S. delegation. The meeting runs through Wednesday. Richard Harris, NPR News, New York.